Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, October the 11th, 2017. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to show us the way day by day. We thank you for the warnings that you present, that we can see the events taking place around us and know that the return of your Son is soon. We ask for continued guidance as we study today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In our last session, we began to read an article from the Daily Kos. That's the Daily, K-O-S, Daily Kos. It was published on Monday, January the 2nd, 2017. And it was written, the topic of the article is Mike Pence is a theocrat. His Christian supremacist followers seek to take over America seriously. I promised in our last session that we would continue to take a look at this article, even though it is quite a long one, and so I'm going to keep my promise today. Continuing the article from where we left off, and of course, if you've missed the first part of this, you may find this on our website, Time Watch Ministries. Time Watch, that's one word, Ministries, that's a second word, .org, and you can go to the recording section and you will find the broadcast for today, for yesterday, well, all of the broadcasts, as a matter of fact, you will find it dated as of yesterday. All right, so let's begin today's article. Continuing that article, Mike Pence is a theocrat. His Christian supremacist followers seek to take over America. Seriously. The Prince and DeVos families gave the seed money for what came to be known as the Republican Revolution when Newt Gingrich became House Speaker in 1994 on a far-right platform known as the Contract with America. The Prince and DeVos clans also invested heavily in a scheme developed by Dobson, that's James Dobson, to engage in backdoor lobbying activities by forming prayer warrior networks of people who would call politicians to advocate for Dobson's religious and political agenda. Instead of lobbying, which the organization would have been prohibited from doing because of its tax and legal status, they would claim they were praying for particular policies. Okay, so you get that, right? And of course, they would call and they would start praying. Now, notice this did not start with the present president, even though it's being pushed seriously here, but this started way back. And notice that the first paragraph that we're reading here describes this kind of revolution, beginning with Newt Gingrich when he became Speaker of the House in 1994. Continuing, the princes consistently poured money into criminalizing abortion, privatizing education, blocking gay rights and other right-wing causes centered around their interpretation of Christianity. The family, especially Eric, that's Eric Prince, was very close to Richard Nixon's hatchet man, Watergate conspirator Charles Colson. The author of Nixon's enemies list, Colson was the first person sentenced in the Watergate scandal after pleading guilty to obstruction of justice in the investigation of the Dirty Tricks campaign against Daniel Ellsberg, the whistleblower who leaked the Pentagon Papers during the Vietnam War. Colson became a born-again Christian before going to prison, and after his release, he started the Prison Fellowship, which sought to convert prisoners to Christianity to counter what Colson saw as the Islamic menace in U.S. prisons. Eric Prince funded this as well and went on prison visits with Colson. Mike Pence sees himself as a crusader, and he has sold this image to the evangelical alt-right. Alt-right merely being a whitewashed term for Nazis or nationalist white supremacist views. The noxious brew of religion and politics, which Mike Pence embraces, is in fact the blend of one part white supremacy and two parts religious fanaticism. Both the nationalists and the evangelicals see Mike Pence as literally their great white hope. And only Eric Prince could tell you the full nature and extent of how he views Mike Pence on the role that Pence and Prince should play together in furthering the Christian supremacist agenda and fighting for the moral restoration of society as Prince's father fought for before him. Mike Pence's political action committee is called Principles Exalt a Nation. It has been opined that this would be Pence's slogan in his own run for the presidency, and the principles which exalt the nation of Mike Pence and his followers' dreams are not the principles of inclusivity, diversity, and tolerance, not by a long shot. Mike Pence and his radical religious right-wingers seek the establishment of a Christian theocracy in the United States. They are thrilled to have at the White House, House and Senate under Republican control, and seek only to impose their fanaticism on the Supreme Court, hopefully swerving it to the far right for decades to come. Jeff Charlet, the author of The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power, said, "The enemy to them is secularism. They want a God-led government. That's the only legitimate government. So when they speak of business, they're speaking not of something separate from God, but they're speaking of what, in Mike Pence circles, would be called biblical capitalism. The idea that this economy, this economic system is God-ordained. In Mike Pence's God-ordained economic system, the serfs will labor and tithe for the good of the theocrats on top, because that is how a theocracy works. And the warrior class will stand ready to destroy the infidels, because that too is a fundamental part of a theocracy. The White House is going to need a mass exorcism when this group is finished. May God truly help us all the days to come." Of course, notice the definition that the writer of this article here is giving us concerning the kind of government that these guys are looking at. Notice how they articulate it. Let me just read that last paragraph for you again. "The enemy to them is secularism. They want a God-led government. That's the only legitimate government. So when they speak of business, they're speaking not of something separate from God, but they're speaking of what in Mike Pence circles would be called biblical capitalism, the idea that this economic system is God-ordained. In Mike Pence's God-ordained economic system, the serfs, that's the poor people, will labor and tithe for the good of the theocrats on top, because that is how a theocracy works. And the warrior class, that's the military, will stand ready to destroy the infidels, because that too is a fundamental part of a theocracy. The White House, says the writer, is going to need a mass exorcism when this group is finished. May God truly help us all in the days to come." Of course, this article was written in October the 11th, 2017. It was written, sorry, January the 2nd, 2017. And you notice that the author here is looking forward to the future, a very, very serious future. All right. Now, there's another article that I'd like to take a look at today after we've completed that one. And remember, if you have an opportunity to pull this whole article up, it is a powerful one, the one that I just completed reading in the Daily Kos. Mike Pence is a theocrat. His Christian supremacist followers seek to take over America seriously. All right, now let's take a look at another article found in The Intercept. And this article is authored by Jeremy Scahill. I'm sure you probably know that name. That article was written last year, November the 15th, 2016. And the title of the article is "Mike Pence Will Be the Most Powerful Christian Supremacist in U.S. History." All right. Let's take a look at this article. The election of Donald Trump has sent shockwaves through the souls of compassionate, humane people across the country and the world. Horror that a candidate who ran on a platform of open bigotry, threats against immigrants and Muslims, and blatant misogyny will soon be president is now sinking in. Trump appointed a white nationalist, Steve Bannon, as chief White House strategist, which was promptly celebrated by the American Nazi Party and the Ku Klux Klan. Bannon and other possible extremist Trump appointees, such as John Bolton, a neocon who believes the U.S. should bomb Iran, and the authoritarian Rudy Giuliani, are now receiving much-deserved public scrutiny. Now, let me pause to let you know that the article was written last year, and so a lot of these names that we're reading in this article are no longer there. But it's important that you understand the background of these people who were there so that you get an understanding of the influence that has started out the campaign and continues even today in the lives of others. Continuing, the incoming Vice President, Mike Pence, has not elicited the same reaction, instead often painted as the reasonable adult on the ticket, a counterbalance to Trump and a bridge to the establishment. However, there is every reason to regard him as, if anything, even more terrifying than the president-elect. Pence's ascent to the second most powerful position in the U.S. government is a tremendous coup for the radical religious right. Pence and his fellow Christian supremacist militants would not have been able to win the White House on their own. For them, Donald Trump was a godsend. This may not be our preferred candidate, but that doesn't mean it may not be God's candidate to do something that we don't see, said David Barton, a prominent Christian right activist and president of Wall Builders, an organization dedicated to making the U.S. government enforce biblical values. In June, Barton prophesied, "We may look back in a few years and say, wow, Trump really did some things that none of us expected." Trump is a Trojan horse for a cabal of vicious zealots who have long craved an extremist Christian theocracy, and Pence is one of its most prized warriors. With Republican control on the House and Senate and the prospect of dramatically and decisively tilting the balance of the Supreme Court to the far right, the incoming administration will have a real shot at bringing the fire and brimstone of the second coming to Washington. Let me pause again to say, you notice here what the plan was going in. Of course, they have not really been able to get everything together so far, but I want you to understand that this was indeed the intent that was laid out here. Continuing the article, Mrs. Cahill says, "The enemy to them is secularism. They want a God-led government. That's the only legitimate government," contends Jeff Charlet, author of two books on the radical religious right, including the one we mentioned just now, The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. So when they speak of business, they're speaking not of something separate from God, but they're speaking of what, in Mike Pence circles, would be called biblical capitalism, the idea that this economic system is God-ordained. Continuing the article, one of Trump's sons, Don Jr., reportedly said that his father's vice president would be in charge of domestic and foreign policy, while Trump would focus on the vague mission of making America great again. Trump's campaign subsequently claimed the story was made up, though Trump has consistently denied saying things he's on record as saying, so who knows? In any case, the implications of a Pence vice presidency are vast. Pence combines the most horrid aspects of Dick Cheney's worldview with the belief that Tim LaHaye's Left Behind novels are not fiction, but an omniscient crystal ball. While Trump has flip-flopped on a variety of issues, Pence has been a reliable stalwart throughout his public life in the cause of Christian jihad. How the GOP foisted Pence on Trump is undoubtedly a fascinating story that hopefully will someday be revealed. Obviously, Pence gave Trump badly needed credibility with evangelical voters and the GOP establishment, but Pence's selection portends a governing apocalypse. While Trump has flip-flopped on a variety of issues, from abortion to immigration to war and health care, Pence has been a reliable stalwart throughout his public life in the cause of Christian jihad. Never wavering in his commitment to America First militarism, the criminalization of abortion, and utter hatred for gay people, unless they go into conversion therapy to change their sexual behavior, which Pence has suggested the government pay for. He supported making the Patriot Act permanent and wants to ban the burning of the U.S. flag. Pence does not believe federal law enforcement agencies should have to get a FISA warrant to conduct a domestic surveillance and voted against requiring any warrant for domestic wiretapping. As governor of Indiana, he did quietly sign a bill to limit the use of stingray devices by local law enforcement, though it was during the early stages of the Snowden revelation and the public concern about government surveillance was intense. Pence supported giving retroactive immunity to telecom companies implicated in warrantless surveillance. He does not want congressional oversight of CIA interrogations, which Trump believes should include waterboarding and other torture, a hell of a lot worse than waterboarding. Pence has paid lip service to the illegality of torture, but said that enhanced interrogation has saved lives. He has characterized relationship building, non-coercive interrogation strategies as Oprah Winfrey's methods. Pence is against whistleblower protections that would prohibit retaliation for reporting crimes or misdeeds. In 2002, the ACLU gave him a 7% rating on civil rights. He wants the U.S. to resume the practice of holding new prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, or as Trump put it, they plan to fill it up. Pence also supports expanded use of a military tribunal system. Pence has claimed that he wants to economically isolate Iran rather than engage in a military attack. But should Israel decide to conduct preemptive strikes against Iran's nuclear facilities, he said in 2010, if the world knows nothing else, let the world know this, that America will stand with Israel. He supported a failed legislative effort to make it U.S. policy to use all means necessary to confront and eliminate nuclear threats posed by the Islamic Republic of Iran, including the use of military force. Both in rhetoric and policy, Pence has compared radical Islam to the evil empire of the Soviet Union and said that he and Trump will name the enemy and marshal the resources of our nation and our allies to hunt them down and destroy them before they threaten us. As has been widely reported, as governor of Indiana, Pence signed a law requiring fetal tissue from abortions to be buried or cremated, making his state one of the most medieval in its approach to reproductive rights. The fetus burial law, which Pence claimed would ensure the dignified final treatment of the unborn, was suspended at the 11th hour by a federal judge who said it was likely unconstitutional. Pence has been at the forefront of the movement to defund Planned Parenthood. We'll see Roe v. Wade consigned to the ash heap of history where it belongs, Pence promised. He has long sought to have 14th Amendment protections applied to fetuses, arguing that they should be declared persons. In Congress, Pence voted to criminally punish doctors who perform late-term abortions, except in cases where the woman's life was in danger. A doctor who kills a human fetus faces up to 2 years in prison, according to that law. Pence opposed efforts to widen hate crimes laws to include attacks on LGBT people. He tried to block federal funding of HIV treatments unless they came with a requirement to advocate against gay relationships. Pence opposes non-straight people serving in the military Homosexuality is incompatible with military service because the presence of homosexuals in the ranks weakens unit cohesion, he says. Pence believes the only true safe sex is no sex, and once claimed on CNN's that condoms are a very, very poor protection against sexually transmitted diseases. Pence supports the wall Trump has said he will build, believes in self-deportation, and has staked out one of the most virulent positions against the U.S. taking in refugees from Syria. In defending a proposed ban on Syrian refugees entering Indiana, Pence said it was necessary to ensure the safety and security of all. He has advocated for great militarization of the so-called war on drugs, including escalated military patrols. Pence denounced activists and other protesting recent police killings of unarmed African Americans, charging they seize upon tragedy in the wake of police actions shootings. He said he found it offensive to use a broad brush to accuse law enforcement of implicit bias or institutional racism, and that really has got to stop. He has said that police officers are the best of us. Now, this article, I would also suggest that you continue to read it. I am not going to be able to complete it because it's quite long here, but it's quite detailed. Let me just read one more article, one more paragraph here. It says, one interesting difference between Pence and Trump centers on the First Amendment. Trump has made clear he believes in waging war against a free press and has encouraged hostility toward journalists covering his campaign. While in Congress, Pence was a major force behind trying to get a federal shield law to protect journalists' rights to maintain confidential sources. A former radio talk show host, Pence said he was inspired to act by the case of then New York Times reporter Judy Miller, who was imprisoned for refusing to answer questions about her sources during the scandal over the outing of undercover CIA operative Valerie Plame. No such law was ever passed, and the bill provided wide latitude to nullify the protections of journalists in national security situations. Well, we will stop there at that point today. The article is much longer, has quite a few more pages. Let me give you the information where to find it. You find it in The Intercept website. It was published on November the 15th, 2016. The topic, it was written by Jeremy Scahill. That's S-C-A-H-I-L-L. The topic is Mike Pence will be the most powerful Christian supremacist in U.S. history. Please, if you can find this, it would be useful for you to take a look at. We see that the objectives being laid out here by the Vice President and by Steve Bannon and by the Dominionists and the Reconstructionists is exactly what God says will happen. In his word, he has told us that this country will ultimately attempt to determine who can worship and how they will worship. And you and I must be ready for this, my brother, my sister. You and I must strengthen ourselves spiritually with prayer and much study of God's word, being consistent in our lifestyle and in our choices so that we might be able to stand. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to show us and reveal to us daily the things that fulfill your word. We ask that you would give us the strength necessary and the consistency that we so much desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, October the 11th, 2017.